Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. Come go with us as we go visit the prayer cell. Come, let's go visit now.
Forgive us of anything and everything that we said wrong or we did wrong, or we never even acted wrong or treated somebody wrong. Glory be to God, we ask you to forgive us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, that we are able to forgive one another. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is a forgiving God. And just like he's a forgiving God, he wants us to be the same way. Glory be to God. And we just thank God. We give God praises. We cannot thank God enough. Hallelujah. I want to say like David, his praises shall continually. Hallelujah. Not just now and then, but his praises shall continually be in my mouth. And I tell you all during the day, that's what I'm doing. Hallelujah. If you ever come around my house, you would think it's more in here besides me. Glory be to God, me and Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because I just give God praises. Hallelujah. Going about cooking, Lord, washing clothes or whatever I'm doing out in the yard. Glory to God, I just give God praises. Sometimes I just burst out in praises and tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He loved for us to praise him. He loved for us to give him thanks. Glory be to God. Just like, hallelujah, when we're so busy, sometimes, you know, we do it for our children and we give them this and we give them that. And even sometimes things that they want, we get it for them. And don't you know when they come back and tell us, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, how that make us feel? That letting us know that they appreciate what we done for them. So is God. Hallelujah. When we give God praises, when we lift his name up, the word says he inhabits the praises of his people. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And this is why, hallelujah, glory be to God, not just words coming from my lips, but from my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because he's done so much. He's still doing it, making so many ways for us. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Let us not forever, never take things for granted. God is so good. Glory be to God, just like I said, hallelujah, on last Monday. Glory be to God, some things we just take for granted. But, oh, my God, let us not take things for granted, little things. Hallelujah. I thank God in the little town that I live in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Maybe 5,000 or more or less. Thank you, Jesus, population here. But, oh, my God, they cut the water off. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm grateful for water. Hallelujah. Running water. They cut it off without notice. Did not tell of us. Tell none of us. Do you know? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. We could not use the bathroom. We could not cook. We could not wash. We could not do anything. Glory be to God. See, sometimes when things just given to us, we don't just take time to give God praise and thank him for it. Thank you, Lord, for running water. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because I thought about the people, hallelujah, that do not have running water. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We couldn't cook. We couldn't do anything. Hallelujah. Until they decided, hallelujah, cut that water back on. Thank God good. God is so good. God is so good. Now I give God praises. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just thank God what he is to me, what he is to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because one of the things I always love to say, he loved each and every one of us. Glory be to God. And I thank God for his love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He loves us unconditionally. Glory be to God. Sometimes man is not like that. Glory be to God. You have to kind of come up sometimes look like his standard. But God is not like that. He loves us in spite of. Hallelujah. He knows we are not perfect. He knows that we make mistakes. Hallelujah. But through it all, he still loves us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, how I want to be like Jesus. Oh, he's meek and lowly. Humble and holy. How I want to be like him. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I give God praises. Hallelujah. And I thank God. I got a little passage I want to read to you, and I'm not going to read much of it because of the time. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to skip. Glory be to God. But I do want to read some of it. Hallelujah. Because it lets us know just the way God is. And I'm going to read to you coming from 2 Kings briefly. Hallelujah. And I'm going to skip down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To the 6th chapter of 2 Kings. Now I'm going to skip all the way down to the 12th verse. You know, God is so good. And I'm not going to talk about all this that God had done, how he, Elisha, some people call him Elijah, Elisha prayed, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the Acts, hallelujah. When one of the men, hallelujah, accidentally dropped the axe in the water, glory be to God, hallelujah, he told the man of God cut a stick, threw it in the water, hallelujah, and the word said, hallelujah, that the axe did swim. Ordinary, no axe don't swim. But look at God. Glory be to God. When the man of God prayed, the axe swim. Hallelujah. So I'm going to skip all of that and go down to the 12th verse. And it reads, glory to God. The word of his servant said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, said the king of Israel, the words that thou speakest in thy bedchambers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Hallelujah. Talking about the man of God. He's in Dothan. Therefore, seeing he thither horses and chariots and a great host, they came by night and compassed the city about. Glory be to God. Ready to war. Hallelujah. They came by night. Glory be to God. Compassed the city about. Everywhere you could see was horses, men, chariots. War. Ready to war. Glory be to God. But listen. When the servant of the man of God was risen early that morning. Glory be to God. Talking about Elisha's servant. That's what I'm talking about. And gone forth, went outside. Behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. Hallelujah. And the way I understand this, hallelujah, his servant was afraid. He was fearful when he saw all those horses, all those chariots compassing that city about. Glory be to God. He was afraid. Hallelujah. And his servant said unto him, talking to his master, talking to Elisha, alas, my master, how shall we do? In other words, he was saying, Lord, he was saying to him, master, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They got this city compassed about with so many men, so many horses. They are ready. What are we going to do? Can you picture that in your mind? How fearful he must have been? Glory to God. God don't want us to be fearful. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of a power and of a sound mind. He said in his word, let not your heart be troubled. Glory be to God. Think about it. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's late at night. Hallelujah. Being here, just being Jesus, and sometimes the walls go to crack and seem like, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But there is no time to be fearful. You got to believe that he is with you. He got an angel there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He answered. Talking about Elisha. Elisha answered his servant, said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Can you imagine in your mind what that servant was thinking about? His master told him, don't worry. Don't worry. More with us than he is around about this city. How can that be? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He was afraid. He didn't see nobody. Glory be to God. All he saw was those chariots and those horses had encamped that city. Glory be to God. And when the man of God spoke, this is so important. This is why when we know that it's a man or a woman of God, let us believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He answered. Elisha answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed. The man of God prayed. He knew his servant was afraid. He prayed and said to the Lord, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. Hallelujah. Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see. Glory be to God. Was his eyes not open all the time? Glory be to God. What I'm trying to get you to see, sometime when God is doing things for us, when God is working on our behalf, we cannot see because there are times working behind the scenes. He's working that for us all the time. He's behind the scenes working. Already got that thing worked out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He could not see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But Elisha prayed to the Lord. Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Glory be to God. And when he prayed that prayer, the man of God prayed that prayer, he saw, behold, a mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about the man of God. Glory be to God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to ask the Lord to open our eyes. Glory be to God, because we can't see. Glory be to God is working that thing out for you. I don't care what situation that you are in, under, about. God is working that out. When he told, the man of God told his Lord, open up his eyes that he may see. Glory be to God. You know what I thought about? Glory be to God. When I began to read that, hallelujah, so often time I read it over and over. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God knows. He knows. Listen, he knows what we're going through. He knows what we are facing. He knows what's about to come to our way. He already knows. Thank you, Jesus. It just brought me back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm being as brief as I possibly can. It brought me back. Hallelujah. Just a few, maybe a year or so ago when I bought some property addition of where I live at. Glory be to God. And I want you to know, hallelujah, glory be to God, that I had went to the bank thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, not the 1 or 2,000, paid for that land. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, you can't see. You can't see what God is doing. Glory be to God. We cannot see. Listen, let me stop right here and say we cannot see the future, but we know who holds the future. Glory be to God. When I bought that land, then I went back to the same bank and bought a purchase money to buy a fence. Glory to God, 6 feet. Six. Hallelujah. 6 feet tall. Glory be to God. That costs thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. I'm talking about what the scripture. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. When all those thousands added up, there were some thousands of dollars, I tell you. But I did not know God was working behind the scenes. I didn't know. Glory be to God. I did not know. Hallelujah. That's why I can boldly talk about how good God is. When I got ready to pay the payments, I paid one payment. Glory be to God. Went to the, the next day or two. Hallelujah. Went to the mailbox. Hallelujah. I want you to know, glory to God, I had enough to pay the whole thing off. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I didn't know that God was working behind that scene. Hallelujah. Paid in full. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just like his servant did not see. He did not know. He thought he and Elisha was all alone. This is why he says, Master, what shall we do? Behold, the city is full with chariots and horses. What are we going to do? But there was a man of God. I tell you, glory be to God. Don't ever underestimate a man or woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was a man of God there asking and telling the Lord, open up his eyes that he may see. Glory be to God. Well, we think sometimes, hallelujah, maybe some of us go through that sometimes. When we think, hallelujah, because of pain, because of things, hallelujah, that come out of the way. When we think, glory be to God, that we're not going to get through that. Glory be to God. When these bills start piling up, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. When we see, you get this one. You go to the mailbox, how there's a done. There's this, hallelujah. And we cannot see how this is going to be paid. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. There he, God already knows. He already see what's going on with your bill. He already see what's going on with your body. Oh, your bagosha. He already see what's going on with your finances. Oh, Jesus. God is good. God is good. That's why I have to thank him. That's why I have to tell him thank you. That's why I have to talk to him. That's why I have to trust in him. That's why I have to stretch out on his word. And most important of all, that's why I have to live, hallelujah, the best that I can. That's not good enough. Live the way the Lord would have us to live. Not talk one thing and live another life. Glory be to God, we hurt ourselves. Glory be to God when we get up and teach and preach. Oh, glory to God. Now, I'm not just talking to preachers. I'm talking to anybody. When we live a life contrary to what we say, glory be to God, this is why we have to ask God to help us, because he know we're imperfect. We're not perfect, and we make mistakes. Glory be to God. But, oh, when you go to God and ask him, help me, Lord, help me, help us. God will help us. I'm telling you, he will help us. Glory be to God, whatever we're going through, he knows it. So he will be there for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Let us strive. Hallelujah. Let us do. Let us press. Glory be to God. Let us stay in the press. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us trust him. Let us ask him, Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Increase my faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help me, Lord. Glory be to God to let this light shine that you gave me. Hallelujah. He didn't give it to us to put up on the bushel. He didn't give it to us to stick it on the bed. Hallelujah. But he gave us this light that somebody may come. Hallelujah. Somebody may see. Glory be to God. Somebody. Hallelujah. and be drawn to Christ by the way you live, by the way you talk, by the way you act. Glory be to God. Hey, God is so good. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God is good. And I bless his name. Hallelujah. Because there's none like him. There's nobody. Nobody. Nobody like him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. But sometimes we don't acknowledge him in everything we do. Every little thing, glory be to God. We acknowledge God. Ask God, is this something that I need to do, Lord? Glory be to God. Because sometimes, hallelujah, we'll get in a situation, so we get into something, it's time consuming. Maybe it's tying up too much of our time. Glory be to God. And we need to ask the Lord, Lord, is this something that I need to get involved with? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. There are many programs, many things going on in my community. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Several times they've asked me to be part of this or part of that. No. Glory be to God. I can't see myself doing that. Not that I'm a perfect person. Glory be to God. But you have to ask the Lord, is that something I need to do? Glory be to God. Is that something, hallelujah, that I need to get involved with? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If I can't do something good, I sure don't want to do nothing that's going to hinder. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. All we want to do is go forward. Glory be to God. We want to have a good attitude. We want to be able, hallelujah, to tell the truth, not gossip, not backbite. Hallelujah. To be who we are. Glory be to God. You have to know who you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elisha, glory be to God, prayed in the Lord. Open this young man's eyes. And that I tell you, that keep me going through the night because I know and I've heard so often times, glory be to God, everywhere we go, glory be to God, we got an angel signed to us, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the angel, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. And it just flashed across my mind. I remember one time, hallelujah, glory be to God, I was going through glory to God, it wasn't a red light, but the train was coming. The thing had let down and wasn't all the way down. It was blinking. The red light was blinking. And we went on through. Don't you know how dangerous? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That could have been fatal right then and there. But I thank God. Glory be to God. I thank God. Hallelujah. I just give God the praises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give God the praises. Oh, God is so good. I pray, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thought about the time I was a little girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Went up on the train. It was already cranked up, moving on. Hallelujah. Glory be. Nobody but God did it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I imagine it's about 12 or 13 of us walking to school. We had to walk 10 miles. Yes. 5 miles there, 5 miles back, glory be to God. And we had to be home at a certain time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I being as small as I was, and every time I get ready to get called, go up in the train, they push me back because I was so little. I was the last one that went up on the train. Glory be to God. And that time the train had already cranked up. Look at God. That was God moving me on. Oh, my God, moving me on cross, that track, moving me on cross. Hallelujah. Can you see how good God is? Glory be to God. I pray today, hallelujah, that our eyes be open. Hallelujah. I pray today, hallelujah, that we be obedient to the Lord. Hallelujah. That we do as God has directed us to do, that we live a holy life that's pleasing to the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We pray for marriages. We pray, Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God that people, young girls and boys, before they get together, that they pray and ask the Lord, hallelujah, is this somebody that I want to spend my life with? Glory be to God. Or is this somebody that I'm attracted to? Glory be to God. We pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for other nations. So many things are taking place. Hallelujah. But, oh, God, we stand on your word. Hallelujah. We pray for all our children in school, our grandchildren. Maybe we don't have children in school. We got grands or great-grands in school. Hallelujah. We pray for all the children. The Lord, you keep them safe, Lord, outside in the playground, in the classroom, in the halls, in the cafeteria, on the buses, school buses. I got two that ride the school bus. Everywhere, anywhere they be, Lord, you keep them all safe, Lord. Lord, I don't just pray for mine. I said, Lord, you keep them all safe in that school, at them schools. Hallelujah. Be there with them. Be there for them. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I can't, I got to cut it off. Hallelujah. And I can't continue. But we know what happened. Hallelujah. After he opened up his, hallelujah, the man of God prayed and he opened his eyes. If you read on down, hallelujah, we see, hallelujah, what happened to all these people. Hallelujah, all these men of war and chariot. Oh, glory to God. He prayed again, and we know how they were struck with blindness and so forth and so on. But I'm going to stop right here. Glory be to God. I just thank God, and I hope somebody got something out of the brief message for today. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line, hallelujah, and at this time, and ask anybody that they will have a word or a prayer or whatever they, a testimony or whatever they want to do at this time. The line is open.
I do bless the Lord on today, missionary. God bless you. God bless Williams. God bless everyone on the prayer line. It is such a privilege to be on the prayer line one more time. I do thank God for that word that the Lord gave to you to give to us, such an encouraging word. And I do pray. I so pray that the Lord will open the eyes of each and every one of us. That was a good word, missionary. That was a very powerful word. And I pray that each and every one of us will have the kind of faith that Elisha had. He had great faith. And I just thank you for reminding us that, you know, even though we may be going through, you know, the Lord still has his hands on us. And, you know, and even though we may not be able to see that, you know, things are being worked out on our behalf, I thank you for reminding us that, you know, God is working behind the scenes. And all we got to do is just have faith and trust him and just believe in him. God bless you, missionary. God bless everyone on the prayer line. Thank you for giving me space to comment. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you for those encouraging words, Sister Jackie. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for the words